I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A lawyer representing three local governments is applauding the recent court ruling that held the pharmaceutical company Johnson & Johnson accountable for its role in Oklahoma's opioid crisis. But as Ali Budner reports, his case is about the climate crisis.
Two Colorado counties and the city of Boulder are collectively suing ExxonMobil and Suncor Energy for their contribution to the climate crisis.
The parallels between Colorado case and the Oklahoma opioid case are pretty striking.
David Bookbinder is one of the attorneys on the Colorado case.
For decades, oil companies made a product, and during that time that they were making and selling it, they knew that there would be significant climate consequences as a result of burning their products.
He says that's basically the same argument made in the Oklahoma opioid case, that Johnson & Johnson knew the harms their products could have on patients, but marketed them and profited off them anyway. Not all legal analysts are happy with the Oklahoma outcome. The American Tort Reform Association says the ruling is a major expansion in this area of law and does make other industries like oil and gas producers vulnerable to similar decisions. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ali Budner.
A Colorado school board is calling for an investigation into the state's sex education law, saying a recent update overrides the authority of local school districts. Lewis Palmer School District 38 in Monument, the board there, has called on the Colorado Association of School Boards to investigate. A 2013 state law says schools can choose whether to teach sex education. Yet an update to Colorado's K-12 curriculum says schools teaching sex education must include specific material. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.